Domestic violence. Today's episode deals with domestic violence. Something that weighed on my mind a lot when I was younger. You see, I don't make it a secret. I came from an abusive household. It didn't stop with me being afraid of being hurt as a kid. It followed me into adulthood, and in many different ways. As I got older, I dealt with the trauma of having been abused as a child. There was the other aspect. We all fear a certain darkness in us. And as someone that was into true crime from a very young age, I heard it again and again. It's a vicious cycle. Kids that are abused are more likely to abuse their spouse. So I spent a lot of time when I was younger fearing that I would become that person. Become my stepfather, the person that haunted me in my nightmares and in real life. And so, whenever I got into arguments or name-calling or whatever with a spouse, I always had that fear in the back of my head that I would take it too far. And I wondered if other people had these thoughts. Now that I'm older and I've never raised my hand against a woman, a child, anything like that, I wonder if part of that was a defense mechanism to stop myself from becoming that person that I feared. Because I knew the very first time I laid my hands on a significant other, you can't take that back. That isn't just something that you can tuck away, stow away, and act like it didn't happen. When you leave a mark on someone that you love, that leaves a mark on you too. When you stare into the abyss, it stares back. I knew that. Deep down, I knew that. And even though when I was younger, and when I was a teenager, I had some pretty severe anger issues, I kept it tamped down. I bottled that darkness in. Today's episode covers someone that was defeated by their inner darkness. They stared into the abyss too much, and they fell in. Now, I won't waste any more of your time. Let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Hi there. They both inside?
Yeah. Can I go inside
now? You guys, 106. Hold on.
Well,
hold on. Yeah. I just got here, okay?
He told me to stay out here and right. It's raining.
And we're underneath a tree.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
So was there actually anything physical that happened tonight?
Yeah, I was laying on the couch asleep and he smacked me in the face.
Okay.
And then he took the baby right here. He didn't do it very hard, but he did it to wake me up. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? And he said, how else was I supposed to wake you up? And then he went to grab for the baby. And I was like, dude, stop. And he fucking grabbed me and pulled me.
Has he been drinking tonight?
Yes, he's been drinking. He's fucking drunk.
He's refusing to hand up with a baby.
Yeah.
He's trying to.
He's trying to strong arm, and he's going to end up hurting him.
Yes. All
right.
All right. Hang tight. Yeah, charges.
I haven't spoken to her yet, so if you want to speak to her.
Hi there.
Hi.
Did you guys see all this that happened or no?
No, I was in bed, and my husband had been up, and then he'd come to bed. He said that Robert sit out here for like an hour, and nothing was done. And then as soon as he came to bed, it's like...
Yeah, he sat right here for an hour, never said a word, never made a sound. The minute I went to bed, he started out.
He's drunk.
Okay.
ABC News.
New York.
121
on
6. Now, you're
21
alive.
Did you?
That's the one that's threatened the Great Plains. It's ongoing right now. There's several tornado warnings.
No, he said out here. From Texas, he come in. I guess he's been drinking.
And they mentioned that there was who is she to you guys?
My daughter-in-law.
Your daughter-in-law? I'm going to have her come in and set the table. Is that all right, since it's raining?
Well,
watch out, Papa. Watch out, Kitty. Watch out.
It's okay, baby.
You want to come sit at the table?
I'm just trying to calm the baby.
Let's sit back there.
She come out and lay down beside the crib. You come out and sit here for the last good 20 minutes of the ball game that I was watching. Never made a sound, never said a word, just sit here. As soon as the game was over, I went to bed. Didn't even get in the bed. He started. I heard her.
What do you mean by he started?
I heard her saying, get off of me, let go of the baby.
Did you hear?
I just heard her, you know, telling him to get off of her.
Okay, did you hear anything else?
Just the baby crying. Didn't hear the table?
No. Relax. He's talking to him. Otherwise, we'll go back outside in the rain. Okay?
This is not the first time you've done this. Last time Allen County came out, talked to him for 10 minutes, and they left. And it'll happen again and again. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go have them all evicted.
It's not going to happen again. I'm going
to
go.
Well, he's got to go too.
I know, David.
And who is he to you?
My son-in-law. Stepson.
Stepson. Sir, what's your first name?
Listener, what is it with these places? These homes with domestic violence, and so many of these videos I've seen. They sound strange, but they're all the same. Shit all over the floors, all over the counters, mustard and ketchup and discarded trash and fast food wrappers. An unkempt lawn. You get the idea. That's where we are right now.
How long y'all been together?
Almost 9 years. We've been married almost 6.
He's done this type of thing before?
Yeah.
Have you ever called the police on him before? I know that Allen County was out here at one point.
He called
the police.
I called
them last time.
Yeah.
So
no, I've never called the police on him before.
This is the first time he smacked you?
No.
On the table, demonstrate how hard he smacked. Like, a little bit, or was it, like, hard?
Not hard enough to leave a mark, but hard enough to wake me up.
Where did that happen at? Right out here?
Yeah, I was laying on the couch asleep.
This couch here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take a picture of you real quick. Overall, to know who... No, go ahead and look at me first, so I know who I'm taking a picture of. I'm trying not to shine it in your eyes, okay? I know it's really bright. Did you get physical with him at all? Have to push him away, anything like that?
No, I just tried to, like, block him.
You tried to block him? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you said he drug you?
Yeah, he grabbed my arm and fucking drug me right out of the couch.
Put that out there for me. Is that what this is from?
No, the baby got me with the microwave earlier today.
Yeah, when I went to bed, that table was
flip it over.
Straight.
Yeah.
The table got moved when you were being drugged?
That table was straight.
Okay.
And you were out here?
Yeah,
here.
I was laying on the couch. Starts by securing the southern border. Starts with an arrest for Trump. Yeah,
yeah. Buses on the by punching Trump's wall and putting illegals on buses right back home. Pro-Trump conservative Marlon Stutzman for Congress.
It's kind of red to me.
Yep. And this thing is moving, and you heard it all from me, so. Yep.
He's got this kid in this class.
You would expect me to be a four-time felon. He needs to go to prison. Well, so
do me one favor. Hands out like that. And flip him over for me, please. Thank you, ma'am.
This individual is not the type of four-time felon that really needs to go to prison. Just hope that they'll change. That's.
Let's hand him over.
I do have sympathy for the domestic violence victim and her parents here. This is a tough situation to be in. Your baby daddy is abusive. And he's laid hands on you before. I know it's tough for some people to agree with, but it's not always easy as just walking away, just splitting. There are a lot of factors to weigh. Socioeconomic factors that play a part in every decision made. Being a single mother or fearing for your life from that significant other that's abusive to you.
Let me have the baby so you can talk.
I'm giving you a lawful command to hand the child over.
Robert, hand
over. Are you going to comply?
Robert, when you do this, this doesn't...
I'm going to give you a second lawful command on recording to hand the child over to this lady right now.
Am I talking?
Here, let me back. Ma'am, go ahead and step out. If you would just stare here, though, for me.
The frightening part about everything that's going on right now is that the abuser is inside his room right now, holding that baby tight. And they don't know how safe that child is right now.
I'm giving you a lawful command. That's a third one.
I can see you listening back here.
He pushed out today because he said he'd block our way.
Hold on to that arm because I'm not going to get hit with him.
Let go of me.
Hand the child over.
Hand the child over.
God damn it. Hand the child over.
Pass it back. Ma'am, turn around, put your hands behind your back. Do it now. Okay. Go.
The abuser pulls a knife, and he lunges for the officers right as they were pulling their taser. The taser doesn't hit. It doesn't find purchase, and instead, the officers unload their clip.
Ah! It's not a fucking knife!
Stop! Shots fired,
152 fired. Back him all out, get
him all out! Everybody out! 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 Out the front door! Out the front door now! Go! Grab the baby, let's go! Out!
Tonight, a Fort Wayne man is dead after a shooting involving police in New Haven last night. Indiana State Police say 37-year-old Robert Vecina died in that shooting. Three New Haven officers responding to a domestic battery call tried to arrest him, but they say that started a fight that injured two officers. At least one officer fired their weapon, hitting Vecina. He died at the scene. Tonight, all three officers are on administrative leave, which is department policy.
The man in question didn't live. He was shot far too many times. His name was Robert A. Vecina, and he was age 37. Checking out his Facebook page, he seemed like a strange guy. Lots of tie-dye stuff all over his Facebook, and comments from his friend joking that he's such a weird or intense guy. So, seemed like he had some stuff going on. We finished this episode with the fallout of what the police had to deal with after being stabbed by this man. This abuser. Listener, even the smallest step forward can make a big difference in your financial future. When you open a Chime checking account, you're one step closer to a better financial future. With no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, making progress has never been easier. And if you ever want access to your pay before payday, you can use MyPay to get up to $500 off your pay before payday with no mandatory fees or interest. You can learn more at chime.com/obscura. And personally, as someone that's overdrafted in the past, I love their fee-free overdraft. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. No monthly fees or maintenance fees, and over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. MyPay eligibility requirements apply. Credit limits range from $20 to $500. $2 fees apply to get funds instantly. Chime checking account required. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Listener, did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birthday. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics True Age Test comes in. With a simple at-home kit, True Age analyzes hundreds and thousands of markers on your DNA to reveal your true biological age and how fast you're aging compared to normal. 90% of aging is driven by lifestyle and environment, not just genetics, which means knowing the info gives you the power to improve. You'll also get a breakdown of 75-plus key longevity biomarkers. TrueAge was developed by doctors and scientists from Harvard, Yale, and Duke, drawing on one of the world's largest DNA methylation databases, so these insights are backed by serious science. Along with your results, you'll receive personalized recommendations, basically anti-aging biohacks, tailored to you, to help you improve those numbers and even potentially reverse your biological age. Over time, it's like getting a roadmap to age better. The True Age test is done at home. No doctor visit or big needle. Just a quick and painless finger prick. No vials of blood or awkward urine or stool samples. You send off that tiny sample into a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and health, fast and hassle-free. If you're serious about longevity, or just curious about what your age's real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order. This is your chance to take control of your aging and make every year count more for your health. Visit TrueDiagnostic.com and use code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off.
Everyone!
I'm bleeding. You're bleeding. You good? You all right?
Ow.
Where you get hit? 106 tools have been stabbed. Both in the head.
All right. You guys.
I'm all right.
Let me take over. You're hit, man. Let me take over. Let me out. Take your place.
Just let me get out.
Let him get out.
Okay.
Two officers have been stabbed in the head. Myself, 123.
You want to step out, Sarge? I got it.
Sarge, I don't feel good, dude.
Okay.
Hey, he's about to fall.
Okay.
He's about to fall. I got it.
Sit down. Where are you hit?
I think it's the side of my head.
Okay. All right. Stay with me.
Oh, God, I don't feel good.
We need help quickly. Hey, 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 hey. You're all right. You're all right. You're all right. It's okay. Okay. Just in your head. Anywhere else?
I don't think so. My head is booming right now.
Okay, I know this. All right. Stay with me. Okay.
I should have never let go of that fucking arm.
You're all right. Hey.
I was trying to let you get out with the kid.
Nope, you're good. Didn't do anything wrong. Okay?
Oh,
just making sure you're not hit anywhere else, okay? You're all right. You're all right. Okay. You're all right. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, you're good. I'm right here. Okay? We got help's coming. You're all right. I see a little mark. You're okay. All right? Right here with me.
Yeah, I'm
okay?
Here. I'm here.
Control our breathing.
Are you okay? Are you
yeah,
good?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm all right, man.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
In through your nose, out through your mouth for me. Nice and calm. Tactical breathing. 2 seconds in. There we go. We're calming our breathing. We're good. Here. That'll help you breathe. I hate those stupid cummerbunds. Okay? There we go. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. You're good. All right, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Calming down some?
Yeah.
It escalated quite quickly, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
We're good.
Are you good?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you only got me once.
You're already
do you that.
I don't know.
How do you fucking do that?
I don't know why. I don't have those answers right now. 83, I'm tending to 123. Suspect is not in custody. He is down.
Am I still blue? Is this still coming out of my head?
It's not that bad. It's not okay. That bad right now. You got blood all over, but so do I, so. We got help coming. Pope, you're not hit, are you?
No, sir.
Okay.
My brother's out in the car.
Yep, it's all good. We'll go talk to him in a few minutes, okay? I don't see anywhere else that you're hit.
I don't feel hit anywhere else.
Okay, do you have a light on you anywhere?
Yeah.
You're all right, you're all right. Relax. Sit up some. That might be a better thing, too, okay? If you sit up. Okay, scoot back some for me. Lean up against this. All right. I'm not seeing you anywhere else.
Yes, 80s.
All right, go. You're good.
My head on my neck, or is it just falling from my head?
Back, in the back. Miss your head. 106, let me know when medics get here.
Yeah, we got more.
Okay, keep breathing. Keep breathing. Yeah, two of us up here. Clear.
You need a TQ or anything?
He has stabbed inside the head. I don't know where I'm hitting. The nose, I think, is where I got sliced at.
Okay. Any,
I think at this point.
Any other injuries on your
brother? I can't see any else on his.
Okay.
I think so.
No bullets hit you?
No.
Okay. Medics are up here.
Oh, my head.
Clear. They can go ahead and pull right up when they get here. All right. They're coming into the park right now, bud. Okay? You're all right. You're all right. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. That's why we got that kid up as quick as we did. He's down in the back. Back there with the other two officers. Last I saw, he still had the knife in his hand. You're all right.
I can go grab it.
Keep talking. You're good. You're good.
Thank you again.
The child was passed off before he decided to do what he was going to do.
Okay, is there anybody back there?
I think the two adults and other lady moved outside.
Okay. Has offices located throughout Northeast Indiana to give you local personal service. Home and hospital visits are our trademark. We are humbled and proud you voted us the best law firm.
Are you good?
I think so. I got so much fucking adrenaline pumping through me right now.
Trusted injury lawyers for help today.
I think I'm all right. Everything clear back there? I had an older couple and a younger lady that were at the table. We ordered them out. Should have a child, too. Check the child. Make sure the child's not hit. We got the child out of there before he unleashed, so. All right, here comes the medics. I got sliced in the head, I think. I don't know. I think my nose is pretty much it. He got in the side of the head.
You good, buddy?
Yeah, I struggled to walk a little bit coming out, but hey. I don't think. Check my back inside because the fire, the bullets flying. I don't think I got hit, but.
I don't see anything, man.
All right, cool. Thank you. All
right. Suspect's in the back. Officer's right here. If you want to get the officer.
He got stabbed in the side of the head. I don't know if it sliced or if it went in.
Let's get you up. Ready? 1, 2,
you guys, I'm in the nose. I don't think that's. I think that's.
Come
it.
With me.
I'm with you. I'm right behind you.
Actually,
106. Go ahead and make a page to New Haven 1 and New Haven 2 or whatever their numbers are now.
I've got a stretcher coming. Keep going if you can there, Bubba.
Hang tight here. I want to hear what's going on.
We've got a stretcher coming down the road.
What happened to you? Right here.
Just got one. Huh? I got sliced in the nose. I don't know.
No.
No, he got me in the nose. I think that's it. Adam. He got stuck inside of the head. Make sure he's
okay. Okay.
I don't think I got hit with any rounds on my side.
Okay. You're in the nose.
If I would have gotten hit, it would have been on this side.
I'm moving. I can't really feel anything.
Anybody else in there?
I got the suspect. Okay. Is in there. He's down. I don't know how many times he got hit.
Shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taser shot. My taser's on the ground in there.
You want to stay with him or you want me to go?
Yes. Go ahead and check him.
Check him or?
No, the perp.
His brother's in this fucking car too.
He's in what?
Cook's brother's in his car there too.
You want one of these other guys to get him?
Huh?
Who's gonna take him?
I got Pope inside right now.
Okay.
I need this shit cleaned up.
Let's go to the ambo. We'll clean that up. You wanna go in, get checked?
As long as I ain't get fucking hit except for I don't know, man.
Me.
I'm getting lightheaded. Okay. I don't know, it's just the adrenaline fucking coming down or what.
Probably, yeah.
Listener, that's it for today's episode. I hope the subject didn't hit too close to home. And if it did, just know that there's always help. You don't have to deal with this alone. There are so many resources out there for you. There are so many people willing to hear you out. If you are in the United States and you or a loved one has experienced domestic abuse, please call 1-800-799-7233. Don't let it continue. Don't wait until it's too late. And that's it. I thank you for listening, listener, and keep the fire burning.